In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is born! I greet you, dear brothers and sisters, with the abundant brightness and joy of the birth of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. We sung last night, "Make merry, O heaven and earth, as the prophets foretold. Celebrate in the Spirit, O angels and men. God is born from a woman and appears in the flesh. To those who sit in darkness and shadow, a cave and a manger welcome him. Shepherds announce the wonder. Wise men from the east offer gifts in Bethlehem. Let us, from our unworthy lips, offer praise like the angels. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace. The expectation of the nations has come. He has come and saved us from bondage to the enemy." Brothers and sisters, we are called throughout the year to live a Christ-centered life, because our Lord first chose to live a human-centered life. Jesus has centered His life on us. On this day, He takes our human nature and keeps it united to His divine nature as the eternal Word and Son of God for all eternity. He takes us to Himself. By becoming incarnate, by coming to live in the flesh, our Lord Jesus Christ has shown us the human face of God and the divine face of man, and revealed to us what we can be. As St. Athanasius the Great framed it long ago, God became man so that man can become God by grace. By grace. And just as she who gave birth to our Lord, the Most Holy Theotokos, is full of grace because her blood ran through Him and His blood ran through her. And we receive the gift of His precious body and blood, the goal of Christ's birth, to give us Himself in this holy and sacred meal. May this holy birth be a reminder to us always that our Lord Jesus truly is with us. Let us never doubt that He loves us. He cares for us. He takes care of us in all things. He took this trouble to be born as a little helpless child and eventually to hang upon the cross, to see that we would always have His divine help and grace. This truth is summed up exceptionally well by our Holy Father Tikhon, the wonder worker of Zadonsk, who lived in Russia and who departed this life right around the time of the founding of our nation. In this short sermon, he speaks to our soul as he speaks to his own. "Listen, my soul," he says, "God has come to us. Our Lord has visited us. For my sake He was born of the Virgin Mary, He who is born of the Father before all time. For my sake He was wrapped in swaddling clothes, He who covers heaven with the clouds and vests Himself with robes of light. For my sake He was placed in a lowly manger, He whose throne is the heavens and whose feet rest upon earth. For my sake He was fed with His mother's milk, He who feeds all creatures. For my sake He was held in His mother's arms, He who is born by the cherubim and holds all creatures in His embrace. For my sake He was circumcised according to the law, He who is the maker of the law. For my sake He who is unseen became visible and lived among men, He who is my God. My God became one like me, like a man. The Word became flesh, and my Lord, the Lord of glory, took for my sake the form of a servant and lived upon earth and walked upon earth. He who is the King of heaven, He labored, He worked miracles, conversed with men, was like a servant, He who is Lord of all. He was hungry and thirsty, He who provides food and drink for all creatures. He wept, He who wipes away all tears. He suffered and mourned, He who is the consoler of all men. He consorted with sinners. He who alone is just and holy. He who is omnipotent, labored, and had nowhere to lay his head. He who lives in light and accessible, he was poor. He who gives riches to all men. He wandered from town to town and from place to place. He who is omnipresent and fills all space. And thus for 33 years and more, he lived and worked upon earth for my sake, I who am his servant. Holy Father Tikhon. Brothers and sisters, today heaven and earth are united because Christ is born. Today God came to earth and we ascend to heaven, to heavenly light and glory. Today God, who by nature cannot be seen, is seen in the flesh for my sake and for yours. Let us glorify him, crying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Christ is born! Christ is born! Christ is born! Christ is born!